Episode 2383, Life is Hard for Two Reasons.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. It is Mindset Monday, and I want you to be ready, and I want you to be inspired to live out your dreams today. I want you to set a goal, and I actually want you to achieve it. I understand life is hard for two reasons, but you got this. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, you know, life is hard for two reasons. As Jim Quick says, because you're leaving your comfort zone or because you're staying in it. What reason are you using today to make it harder? Life is hard, but it's harder when you can't see both sides of the street. So much of the time we are spinning our wheels to accomplish or achieve some accolade or some goal. We get bombarded with the stuff of this world, the craziness that can and does hold us back. What is it for you? What is holding you back today? Are you stuck in the middle of where you want to be? Are you on the other side wishing you were on the other side? Be the hero in your own story. Stop looking at the what ifs. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stop looking at the what ifs. You know, what ifs will only regret that which you can't change. We understand the whole idea of, oh gosh, I'm having second thoughts. Second thoughts suffocate. Keep with your first thoughts. Life can become a crazy game if you stay caught in the what ifs. So you got to be the hero in your own story. So there's three things I want you to consider today. And then the next day, as you're blessed with every single day, every breath that you have. Number one, look both ways. See life from all sides, not just one side of the street. All sides. If you're at a four-way stop, do you only look to the left? Okay, I know that kind of sounds like a dumb question, but you know what the problem is in life? Is sometimes we're not asking the right questions, and sometimes the right questions are the obvious ones that we never ask. So you got to look both ways. See life from all sides, the left, the right, forwards, backwards, upwards, downwards. Consider the possibilities. Nothing is impossible. But you may be looking at your season and going, you can't understand where I'm at. That's right, I'm not in your shoes. But if you really want something bad enough, I promise you, you can go after it. Don't look at your age. Don't look at your health. I mean, yes, it's kind of important. I'm getting older now. The Olympics are not in my forecast anytime soon. Could I go back to school and get a degree if I wanted to? Yes, I could. Even though I'm older, yes, I still could. There are seasons that do influence where we can go and the certain stepping stones we can take at certain points in our life. However, I want you to know just right now, right off the bat, that your dream is possible. Your goal is attainable. But you got to look both ways, always. Number two, decide what matters. Weigh the pros and cons of the season that you're in. This takes us back to the Olympics. You do not want to see me on the ice right now. I may look cute as an old person. Okay, I don't look that old. Well, maybe I would if I would stop coloring my hair, but that's for another episode. But if I went in with the mindset that I could do it, guess what? I bet you bottom dollars that I could do it. But do you think I would really actually get the gold medal at the Olympics? Probably not. So that doesn't help me in this season. But that doesn't mean that I can't go, and if I wanted to take ice skating lessons again and I wanted to start skating, that I could not do that. I could. I just may not be an Olympian in doing so. So we've got to decide what matters in the season that we're in. And that's what's awesome, though. I got to remind you of this. Seasons change. Your children are not 2 years old for the rest of their life. Thank goodness. Terrible twos are not the area that we want to be living in for the rest of our life. But you see, because seasons change, that gives us permission what? To change also. You have the opportunity to change. Your season is going to change. But you've got to decide what matters. And finally, number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. If you want something different from where you are or what you have, you must take aim. Sitting down on one side of the street is not going to get you to the other side. You've heard of the riddle, the joke, whatever you want to call it. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Now, we could go through that whole thing, but I'm not going to because you already know the answer. Take aim. You've got to figure out what you want to do next. That's your next step. Because the only person that can be the hero in your story is you. It has to be you. But you have to believe it in order to achieve it. You have to believe that you can go out and be the person God is creating you to be. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And when you're the hero in the story, you have to be willing to do what matters. You have to be willing to make a change. You have to be willing to pivot. You have to be willing to look for what you couldn't see before. You have to be willing to jump even when you don't think you can. You have to be willing to be present, be incredible, be you. Stop hiding on the edge of your comfort or change. I know it's comfortable, isn't it? It's like, okay, it's not even comfortable. It's satisfying. Some of us live on adrenaline and we like change. We get that adrenaline rush, those endorphins that go, yeah, I feel alive. We all like that feeling and we all satisfy that feeling in different ways. Some of us go shopping. Some of us eat ice cream. Some of us run. Some of us, okay, oddly enough, maybe sleep. But what are you doing for your dream? What are you willing to go after that's going to give you that adrenaline rush? You see, that's change, right? But you also could be hiding on the edge of comfort. Oh yeah, this feels good because, well, it feels good. And I kind of like it here. I don't have to worry because I already know what's going on. I don't have to guess. I don't have to have first thoughts or second thoughts. I only have to have my thoughts. Stop hiding. Allow God to paint the picture. Allow Him to create the masterpiece in you. But I know sometimes we even question that, don't we? We say, you know what? My purpose, His purpose is not enough. I want to do what He's telling me, but what's really holding you back today? Come on. I want you to be honest with yourself. Make this a manic Monday and be honest with who you are and where you are in the season that you're at. I want you to be the hero in your own story. I want you to see that you don't have to hide from the good, bad, or ugly. You don't have to have life all put together. Let God take care of that. You just have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to take chances on God and on you. Don't take for granted what God has placed before you. If you've got a talent, go out and use it. If you have a gift, go out and share it. You got this. And I know a lot of us get stuck in our own minds. But why do you go to the movies? I mean, seriously, why do you go to the movies? Because you see at the beginning of the movie, there's a problem. Something's not right. And there's a person that's trying to find their way. But at the end of all of it, what happens? There's a hero. And guess who it is? The person who was trying to find their way. Let your broken wings carry you to greatness. Fly away. Be ready to take aim on what God is placing before you. It's greatness, my friend. And he's taking you, and you're going to soar to heights that you've never thought of before. Don't allow yourself to question everything. Those second thoughts, First thoughts, yes. Stop looking at the what ifs. Be that hero in your own story. Yes, life is hard for two reasons, but you get to choose on how you act and respond to them. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.